MEOTA. What a wonderful time to be out touring. No air conditioning and minimal heat supplement required. Our 6 a.m. trip to Edmonton November 2 saw many early risers off to work or delivering crude oil. Rod Hilderman required a specialist for medical attention. The Lions Wading Pool and Kids Entertainment Park are sitting idle for another season. The lake is icing over and being made ready for the ice huts. A construction site on 2nd Avenue West is being put on hold for this fall. As the ice comes, so go our snowbirds. We wish bon voyage to Marier Iverson, Conrad and Noreen Bernier and Maurice Duhaime. Albert and Carol Heise are off to Calgary for a visit with their daughter and family. Meta transfer site will be open on Saturdays only for waste disposal. After some 40-plus years of service of up to 3 days a week, some partial, that isn't a step toward progress. Another burr in the saddle this week was our current government announcing that since we Westerners didn't elect more Liberals, we would be penalized by not receiving a heating fuel rebate as Atlantic Canada will. So much for subsidizing the rest of the country as our carbon tax soars. First in Norwegian whist this week was Albert Heise. Janice Morton was second and Eric Kalbeck third. In Friday Canasta, Albert Heise and Eric Kalbeck were first. Second were Dave Sayers and Gordon Klein and third were Gwen Laucherty and Bev McCrimmon. Tuesday Bridge was won by Barb Mitchell and Linda Killeran. In second were Janine Beloyne and Eric Kalbeck. In Thursday Afternoon Bridge, Margaret Dyke and David Cregan were first. A special welcome to Linda Killeran. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking the News Optimist homepage at this link.